Hello, friends, family of God. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio inviting you to join us in prayers of thanksgiving through scripture and reflection today. I know that I have much to be grateful for, as does each of us, and yet my expressions of gratitude often fall far short of the immensity of the blessings in my life. And so it feels right to focus on giving thanks and to examine the barriers to gratitude and giving in our lives and ask Jesus to help us recognize the generosity of God and reflect it back to the world as a witness to God's goodness. This past week, I've taken a hard look at the barriers in my mind and heart that interfere with the gratitude I want to experience and express for the beauty around me, for the incredible blessings in my life, for family and friends and relationships, for safety and abundance. Listening to Brian Mustaine's reading of Deuteronomy 8, 6 through 10, and his prayer of gratitude for this land on which we live, I noticed hesitation in my mind, conflicting thoughts that interfere with my ability to give thanks. This land is incredibly fertile. I have never lived anywhere like central Illinois, where the soil is rich, the rain usually plentiful, the Mahomet Aquifer supplying us with abundant drinking water. And I know that this land was taken unjustly from First Nations peoples, and that my ability to, quote, own this land is a privilege that was not and has not been extended equally to my Black neighbors in Champaign County due to restrictive covenants prohibiting non-white purchase of property and inequities of access and wealth. And that we have often not been good stewards of the land, water, and all they produce. These objections to being thankful for land that is not really ours interfere with the commandment to be grateful, to give praise to the one who created this good land, to express humble gratitude for the privilege of experiencing this abundance. So I want to acknowledge that our gratitude is complicated by injustices and be reminded that we are called to a both and, to grieve, repent, and work to repair wrongs, and to give thanks and praise to God for this amazing creation. This both and of grief and gratitude, fears and faith, is a complexity we are going to lean into today as we desire to become more thankful people. As I've been thinking about barriers to gratitude, I have been feeling the grief for the suffering of friends and strangers, the deep inequities in our world, violence and war and destruction. I am so aware that I do not deserve my life of ease and safety. How do I embrace all these good gifts with gratitude when others are in such pain? I acknowledge to you, my family and friends, that I have really been struggling with this lately. The suffering of our world weighs heavily on me. I wake up in the safety of my home with running water and electricity and a fridge full of good things. My babies have been safe in their beds. My kids have attended concerts. My parents have tended fruit trees. My siblings have gone to work and returned home to their families. Should not all of this inspire gratitude? But I am struggling to live in thankfulness, knowing that so many are suffering and dying. Humanity is challenged by inhumane violence, and humanity is failing again. Where is God in all of this? I recognize that I am far from the first or the last to ask these questions. The book of Job is the most ancient biblical text, so I will not try to give a theological answer. This week, I'm keeping it personal. My struggles, my grief, fears, hope, faith, love. Many of you know that a freshman girl at Belmont was killed this week by a stray bullet in a Nashville park quite close to where my daughter regularly plays Ultimate Frisbee. I grieve and pray for her parents and family, and am painfully reminded that I cannot take safety for granted. None of us is guaranteed another day. Meanwhile, I consider a different relationship between grief and gratitude that I have observed from a distance in a friend whose wife of over 60 years passed away, without whom it wasn't clear he would be able to live. But he has discovered such deep gratitude for the time they had together, the life they shared, knowing that they lived it fully and that he expressed his love, that he can now embrace this next stage of life following her passing. His gratitude for the time they had has unlocked a desire to keep living life to the fullest for each day we are given. And so I try to learn from my elders to live and love more fully, to appreciate my relationships. As Ron said, these are our greatest treasures. As I have found myself sometimes weighed down by the world's grief, I have been spending more time outdoors, listening to the birds and the wind, noticing the leaves and bare branches, and observing the beauty of the earth. I lean into practices that have sustained me, engaging with scripture daily through words and songs. I take note of others' joy, small acts of kindness, people living in the light. The Center for Action and Contemplation daily meditations invite us to join in an exploration of grief, hope, compassion, and solidarity with the suffering of the world. They remind us that it seems easier to turn away from the suffering than face it with an open heart. So this year's theme, The Prophetic Path, endeavors to empower us to not avoid or fear the pain of the world, but turn toward it with compassion. Avoidance and fear. When I look more closely at my barriers to gratitude, I realize that fear is the foundation of my wall. Recognizing that I am not in control of my own safety, of that of my family, or of anyone I love. And so I am afraid to name my blessings lest they come to the attention of the evil one and they be taken from me. Is it a childhood reading of Job that makes me want to hide? Or a growing understanding of injustice and a woefully insufficient understanding of how God can make things right? When I was pregnant with my firstborn, I went to Judson Chubbuck for pastoral counseling to confront my fears for this tiny person coming into the world, that somehow the only way for God to make up for the inequities of my blessed existence and the suffering of others might be to take me down a notch through my attachment to this new life. Not the best theology, and I am grateful for Judson's gentle wisdom. Being a parent brings many fears for safety, even as I try to remind myself that they are in God's hands. Each time I hear of the death of one of their peers, the accidents too frequent, the senseless loss, I experience that fear lurking in the shadows. Honestly acknowledging our fears and failures is difficult. Mostly I would like to hide from both. And if I can face them, I have the opportunity to bring them to the throne of grace. I want to lay my fears at Jesus' feet and my failures as a daughter, sister, mother, counselor, pastor, because no matter how much I have wanted to get it right, I have fallen short of the mark. So I ask Jesus and you all for forgiveness, for release and relief, to be freed, to give thanks with a grateful heart. and in conceding my control, which was only an illusion, I wonder if I might be empowered to experience this moment more fully, and in gratitude that generosity might well up into giving and thanksgiving. Facing my lack of control for the world and circumstances around me, I feel prompted to consider whether that is the same as powerlessness. Perhaps not. There is power in praise and thanksgiving somehow. I can respond to God's generosity by becoming more generous. I can attend to my breath, noticing the miracle of being alive, and be thankful. I have donated the same amount to the Thanksgiving offering every year that I can remember. Tradition makes some things easier, fewer decisions to make. Now, as I double down on gratitude, asking Jesus to remove the barriers of grief, fear, and failure, I wonder if I might also double down on generosity, using what is within my power to empower others. This is an opportunity to express overflowing thankfulness for the abundance of this moment and share that with others. We are going to continue this service of gratitude with two more scripture readings from Deuteronomy, followed by prayers from Arlene and Layman. In the songs between, I invite you to bring your own grief, fears, and failures to the one who knows all of our suffering. And I invite us to lean into our gratitude for all that we have. And from that thanksgiving, may we find joy in giving, that just as God has shared with us abundantly, we can share with others. Thank you, friends. It is a privilege to be on this journey together. May the love of God guard your hearts and minds in Jesus the Anointed, the cornerstone of our faith and hope. Amen.